Amen. Amen. Let me know when we're ready. We're live. Amen. Praise God. Good morning. Give an honor to God, who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is the only true and living God, period. And I love him so. I give praise to all of that he is and all that he's done. I thank God for his body of believers that he is about to collect together and snatch us up out of here. You've been saying that for years. So what? Shut up. It's going to happen. Noah preached for 120 years and he was crazy until it started raining. Yes. And then I was like, huh, he might have had nah. And then it kept on raining. Like, anybody know Noah's email address? And then it kept on raining. And they're like, all right, somebody Google this. Somebody Google Noah. We got to find where this brother at. And next thing you know, Noah was a hero. Noah was right. 120 years. And he preached for 120 years. Then one day when it started raining and the boats start rising up, And the clouds kept coming, and they ran to the boat, and God had the animals surround the boat so that they couldn't get on. Noah, let us in. Noah, I preached for 120 years, and not one of you decided to come. Now that it's raining, now you want to get on board. Now you're a believer. Faith is not something. It's not faith when you see it. When you read about it in the newspaper, that's not faith. Faith is something that you don't see. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. If you have to see it, that's not faith. I'm not going to believe. I'm from the show me state, Missouri. You got to show me. Hey, man, some people believe that. You don't show me. I don't believe it. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. I just don't believe it. That's fine. God got a place for people that don't believe. It's all right. It's all good. It's all, well, it won't be for you, but you know, it's cool. If you don't, because you're living in a time where you have the option to believe. There's going to come a time where there's not going to be an option to believe. It's going to be what it is. And that's it. You don't want to wait until you see it, because if you wait until you see it, it'll be too late. Amen. Amen. All right. While Pastor Nicole is pulling up, I want to pray over some things. I had that when I was
revivalist.
Revivalist Rod. I'm praying, Rod. I'm praying. Permanently disabled and shoulder. I'm praying, and for it's either Jamie or Jaime M. For Gina, I'm going to be praying for the backsliders, for the body. Pains and trauma, for depression and suicide, deliverance from darkness. Praying for Hilda's grandson, 19, got arrested for whooping up somebody that was beaten on a girl, and he got arrested. The Bible says the law is for the lawless, and I believe that. Good morning, Pastor, Reverend, Preacher, Minister. God. The Bible says the law is for the lawless. This young man trying to defend someone else got thrown in jail. Well, anyway, we're going to be praying for you, Hilda, or your grandson. We're going to be praying. Healing from, and I had it. Oh, cancer. Okay. The Lord delivered this soldier from cancer, but the treatment that they were taking for the cancer caused other problems and other conditions. So now we're praying that God will heal them from the cancer treatment. Amen. Because there are a lot of people that are dealing with that. We got a lot going on. So I need somebody to stand in for the backsliders. I'm not calling you a backslider. I just need you to stand in for the backsliders. I need one person to stand in for the backsliders. Is that Minister T? Come on, girl. I need somebody to stand in for those that are dealing with body aches, pains, and trauma. Good morning. Good morning. Oh, God bless you. Now, tall, slim. Amen. You, girl, come on up here. Stand in for those that are dead. Pastor, I need you to stand. If you're standing for backsliders, I need all y'all up here. Standing in for, you're standing in, Leslie, for people dealing with body pains and trauma. Pastor T is standing in for all the backsliders, and I have some dog tags for you inside that. So please, amen. Wow, amen. I need somebody that's going to stand in for people dealing with depression and suicide. Is that you? Is that you, baby? Dealing with depression and suicide. Raymond, you come around here. You're going to stand in for Hilda's grandson. Oh, no, Pumpkin, you stand right here. Raymond, you're going to stand in for Hilda's grandson.
Reuben.
You're going to stand in for the people that are dealing with the effects of the cancer treatment. Amen. It's awesome to see you guys here. It really is. It is. See, Pastor, you're going to come. You're going to stand right about here. Good. Baby, you stand right there. Misarasa. I know, right? Stage A, stage B. Amen. I need everyone to have a tallit. So, Mikisio Oramiana. Baby, Ryan. No, he won't need his right now at the moment. I have some more tallits.
So beautiful.
Amen. I have another tallit. Amen. Okay, now y'all stop socializing because I need y'all up here right now. Okay. Amen. I need a tallit right here. And then when we finish, you can go back and hugging her. Amen. Oh, amen. Thank you very much. Amen. I have some more tallits. I have some more tallits in the, what's that thing called? In the audio room, in the whatchamajigam, the tall whatchamacallit. Amen. I have some more tallits in there. Amen. Oh, beautiful. Merci à Lyon. Amen. Oh, son, got to go around that. There you go. Amen. And I need one more for Reuben. Hallelujah. Pastor Nicole, I need you to have a tallit too. And I have more in the back there. Amen. Amen. All right. So when I call up what I'm praying for, I need you to. Oh, Pastor Drea. Oh, everybody's busy praying. Different sectors praying for people in here. What's up, Pops? All right. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ryan. All right, Pastor, you're going to have to take over for Nikki because I need them to. Well, you wash your hands.
Let me do this first.
Okay. Oh.
Let me get it ready.
Okay, I forgot. These are to get it ready.
Okay.
And then these, and then wash in there, and then dry here. So.
Three-step program.
Right, you're right. Amen. Everybody take one of these. Amen. You're going to clean your hands before you dip it in the water. Amen. Come on, son. Come on, Reuben. Amen. Hallelujah. And then when you get through, Pastor Nicole is going to. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Good morning, Greg. Amen. Again, we're praying for the. I'm sorry. It looked like we. But don't trip. Amen. So we're praying. We have Pastor Tahira praying for the backsliders. We have Sensational pray standing in for the people dealing with body pains and trauma. Oh, no. Who's Leslie? Body pains and trauma, right?
Yeah.
Right. And then Sensational with depression and people dealing with suicide. Raymond, people dealing with, we need deliverance from darkness. Reuben is for Hilda's grandson. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4. I think I'm short of people.
Person.
People. Amen. I'm a little short, but we're going to cover everybody this morning. I'm sorry, but this.
He's Greg.
Okay, Greg. All right, Greg. All right, son, who are you standing in for?
For the cancer.
Cancer. Oh, yes. For the cancer treatment. Yeah. Raymond, who are you standing for?
Darkness.
Darkness. Delivered from darkness.
Aches and pains
and body trauma.
Depression and suicide.
Depression and suicide. For the backsliders. Amen. Amen. And I keep 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm missing one, but I can't.
Greg, you're going to stand in.
But for which one? I forgot.
Oh.
Amen. When we call out what you're dealing with, when you can, I need you to raise your hands. When the person that's standing in for that particular prayer type, I need you to raise your hands if you can. And I need you to pray with us if you can. Because we're praying for your deliverance and for your healing. We're praying that the Lord will enter into your atmosphere and into your environment. We're praying that the Lord will work a miracle. Listen, you can't serve the Lord dead.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, y'all listening? You cannot serve the Lord dead. And once you leave this, you're not going in the grave sleeping until that great getting up morning. Absent from the body is present with the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So suicide is not an answer.
Amen.
You are not going to please God running up. Suicide is an act, is a lack of faith. Suicide is a lack of faith. The Bible says it is without faith, it is impossible to please God. In order to please God, you must walk by faith and not by sight. I understand how that spirit can wrap itself around you. I understand how that spirit can make you think that that's how you actually feel. I understand that being in an environment full of that spirit will make you think that's also you, but that's not God.
Hallelujah.
And you are, if you are a child of God, that is not spirit that belongs to you.
Amen.
That is a spirit trying to attach itself to you. I don't care if you've been walking and saved, living with the Lord for 2 days or 2 decades. It doesn't matter. That spirit will attack
yes.
anyone that allows it to clutch onto it. Do y'all understand?
Yes.
Suicide is not an answer. Well, actually, it is an answer. It's the wrong answer. Suicide is not God's will for your life. Running away instead of allowing God to fix it for you is not the answer.
Amen.
You may be in a position, I don't know why the Lord had me use do this one first, because this was not my plan. Those of you that are contemplating suicide, especially those of you who's doing suicide, come here, stand here. Did you all wash your hands yet and all that? Okay, did she anoint your hands with oil yet?
No.
Okay, sarioto me. Those of you that are dealing with suicide or contemplating suicide, those of you that deal with people that are experiencing that spirit of suicide, I need you to listen to me carefully. Suicide is not of God. I don't know if you're going to, because people have different reasons for wanting to do what they are doing. So I can't say black and white, you going to heaven or you going to hell or this or that if you commit suicide. I don't know. That's between you and God. But why would you want to take a chance like that? Because if you take a chance like that and you're wrong, it's an entire eternity you have to deal with doing something that God did not approve of.
Amen.
Amen? You do not want to take a chance on living in eternity in damnation and darkness. I can't guarantee you that you'll go to heaven or go to hell if you commit suicide. I'm not the judge. That's not my call. But I can tell you that that is not the will of God for your life. The Bible says we are more than conquerors. Greater is he that's in us than anything that's in the world. And so if you've got the Spirit of God in you, the Spirit of God in you will overcome that spirit of suicide and run it away, because light and darkness cannot dwell in the same place.
Amen.
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 And so if you're dealing with depression, because depression can lead to suicide.
Yes.
It can lead to you cutting yourself.
Yes.
It can lead to you taking overdosing and medication. It can lead to, listen, I'm not telling what people told me. I'm telling you what I know. If you hold on to God, there are amazingly outstanding. There are people that believe in the Lord from the depths of their belly, but they're fighting with alcohol because of the depression. There are people that believe in God from the depths of their soul, but they are overtaking medication on purpose because they don't know how to deal with depression.
Yes.
Maybe it's financial. Maybe it's your spouse. Maybe it's your home. Maybe it's your children. Maybe it's the fact that you may have to take a shot. Maybe.
Yes.
But whatever it is, listen, and this is what the Lord helped me to deal with some things like that. Whatever you're dealing with is temporary. Whatever you're dealing with, it will not last forever. If you stay with it long enough, it will pass. The Bible says resist the devil and he'll do what? He'll flee from you. If you resist suicide long enough, through the power of Jesus, it will flee. Amen. I'm telling you what, I didn't get to be 60 being stupid.
Amen.
I learned some stuff along the way. I'm trying to help you. What you think I never dealt with that? Oh, Pastor Ben been saved all his life. That's not my testimony. Don't tell people that. I have not been saved all my life. I have not made all the right decisions. I'm still thanking God for stuff that happened 30 years ago that he delivered me from. I'm still praising God for some of the stupid stuff I did, and I'm still waking up. I'm still grateful.
Amen.
Just look, you see the after. You see what happened after. You were there in the heart of it.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
You see me after he cleaned me up. You didn't see me when I was jacked up from the floor up. I'm telling you, God can do it. If he can do something for a lug like me, he can keep you. Suicide is not the answer. I don't know who's contemplating that, but you need to recognize that God is the answer, not suicide. Amen.
Amen.
We want to pray. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Pastor Nikas Ayisa, anoint my eyes too. Ha! Jesus. Yes! Mother Sean, in the name of Jesus, 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 Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are worthy of all praises and all glory.
Hallelujah.
There is none like you, no, not one.
Hallelujah.
You have delivered us from every situation,
hallelujah,
from every problem. You've delivered us from every possible scenario.
Yes.
You know what it's like to be in the flesh. You know what it's like to be here on earth. You already know. And your blood paid the price,
yes,
for everything that we must go through.
Hallelujah.
You are worthy of all praises. You are just so worthy. Father, every person that's dealing with depression, every person that's dealing with suicide, every person that's troubled not knowing where their next meal is coming from, you are able. You are able, Lord. For every person that has run out of answers, for every person that don't know what way to go, for every person that has been through it all, you said when we've done all we can to stand, you said stand therefore, stand anyhow, and watch what I do. When they have stood as far and as tall and as long as they could, Lord, show them that there's another strength that's about to help them. Show them, Lord. Show them, Lord. Show them, Lord. Remove that demon that's trying to convince them that suicide is the answer. Because it is a lie from the pit of hell. For greater is he that is working within me, that is working within every believer, than anything that could try to attach itself to us. We have the power. We have the authority. We have the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let it be so. Remove that spirit of depression. Remove that spirit of suicide. Remove that spirit of cutting. Remove that spirit of overdose. Remove that spirit of drunkenness, of alcohol. Remove the spirit of marijuana. And we remove that spirit. Remove that spirit so that your people will understand that you really are God. Victory belongs to us and to no other. Victory belongs to the saints. Victory belongs to the church. In Jesus' name, we pray and we thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. And it is so in the name of Jesus. Greg, who are you standing in for?
He wasn't
sure. Did you get all six?
I don't know.
Hey, man, let me, that's okay, baby. Listen. Okay, who's standing in for backsliders?
I am.
Okay, who's standing in for body aches and pains? Okay, you watch who's depression. We got depression. Deliverance from darkness, witchcraft.
Hilda's grandson.
Who's standing in?
Healing for Cam.
And healing for those that are dealing with the effects of cancer medication. Amen. Is that everybody? Okay, so now, Greg, who are you standing in for? Cancer, get up here. Hallelujah. For those that are dealing with the effects of cancer.
Yeah.
The effects of the
he was affected.
You're not here with his grandson?
No.
I'm standing in for cancer.
For cancer?
Okay.
Okay, so you're standing in for the 19-year-old. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
We got it right. We got it right. We got it right.
Hallelujah.
All right, Pastor Cole, where my towel?
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah! We got it right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Son, walk around and come right here. Hallelujah. That's what we need. Good morning, Pastor. A prayer of deliverance. These are prayers of deliverance, y'all. We're praying prayers of deliverance. God, we missed you. Where you is? Amen. Come on, hit my hands again. Not girl, I mean with the oil. Oh, amen. Oh, can't take her nowhere. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For God so loved the... Do y'all feel the presence of the Lord in here? I know I do. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever continues to believe, they shall not perish, but they shall have everlasting life. He didn't say so whoever continues to walk perfectly. He didn't say for whoever continues to not make a mistake. He said for those that continue to believe. Lord, even though I stumble along the way, I still believe that I'm victorious because I'm not going to stop trying until I get there.
Yes.
Even though I may turn the wrong way, you will turn me back because I am victorious through Christ. I shall believe.
Woo!
I shall believe. No matter what it looks like, I shall believe. I will continue to believe. I will walk by faith and not by sight. So whatever CNN says, I'm not worried.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
My faith is in God. I want to see what God sees. I don't want to see what other people see. I want to look through God's eyes.
Hallelujah.
How can I make it without believing what my Lord said? Hallelujah. Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
Tell me again who he's standing in for, Nikki.
The
19. Hilda's son, grandson. Hilda's grandson. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for this young man who stood up for the rights of those that were being abused by some bully, some coward. We thank you, Lord. We ask that you would forgive him of any sin and unrighteousness. We ask that you would remove anything that is not like you. We ask, Lord, that you would give him grace, favor, and mercy. We ask, Father, that you would reach into the cell and bless him. Give him favor with the judge, with the court, with whatever is necessary.
Yes, Lord.
God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Give him what he needs, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Give him what he needs.
Yes, Lord.
Bless Hilda and her family.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Bless them, Lord. If there is anything that is not like you, remove it, that you will get all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. That we will be shouting on our way to heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Deliver him, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah! Glory to God. I need to see who she's standing in for. The backslider. Hallelujah. For in my Father's, hold your hands out to you. For in my Father's house are many mansions.
Yes.
If it were not so, Jesus said, I would have told you.
Yes.
I've gone to prepare a place for you so that where I am, you may be with me also.
Hallelujah.
God has prepared a place for those that believe that want to be with him.
Hallelujah.
How many of y'all want to be with the Lord?
Yes, Lord.
He said, I've already prepared a place for you.
Yes.
All you have to do is continue to believe.
In the name of Jesus.
Continue. Now, believe is not just say it, I believe. Believe is an action word.
Yes, it is.
Believe is something that you do, not something you say.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I believe. My footsteps tells you I believe.
Hallelujah.
My way of life tells you I believe.
Yes. Hallelujah.
The way I treat my family tells you that I believe.
Hallelujah.
The way I honor my God tells you that I believe.
Hallelujah.
It's not a statement that says I believe. It is my life that tells you I believe. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Come on, y'all. Y'all in church. It's okay. Amen. Ain't no police outside. You're going to be all right. Amen. We got one in here. He'll warn us. Amen. For God himself is worthy to be praised. Tell me again who she's standing for.
Backsliders.
Father God, in the name of Jesus. I know something about backsliding, Lord, and I know you are a great healer and forgiver. Hallelujah, Messiah. For every backslider,
Hallelujah.
That someone told you you'll never be any good. For every backslider, somebody that told you you ain't never going to be what you used to be. For every backslider that somebody says you done messed up now, ain't no chance for you now, they are a liar and the truth is not in them. Because God died so that I could be forgiven. God died so that I don't have to be what I used to be anymore. I am more than a conqueror. Is that in your Bible?
Yes.
I am more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. I didn't turn away from God. I just slipped along the way. Amen, but I'm back up now.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Every backslider, I need you to stand up and say, I'm back up now. I need you, hallelujah. I need you to repeat after me. If you are a backslider, I need you to repeat after me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you know what I did.
You know what I
said. You know where I've been.
You know what I
thought. I was wrong.
Forgive me.
Oh, Lord. Your blood covers my sin.
Thank you, Lord.
Forgive me, Lord. Put me back in right standing so that I can be a reflection of you where I am. Forgive me, Lord. In
Jesus' name,
you are healed.
Hallelujah.
Woo! God! It can't be that easy. Yes, it is. It can't be that easy. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's not a three-part program. It's not a six-week indoctrination. You say, Lord, I blew it. Forgive me, please. Help me not do that again. Bam, it's done.
Hallelujah.
Come on, y'all. Come on, come on. Is anybody online agreeing with me, Abigail? Hallelujah. Who's next? I need who's next. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Deliverance from darkness.
Deliverance from darkness. Come on over here, son. Walk the other way. Come around this way. Hallelujah. Darkness. Witchcraft. Sorcery. Amen. Hallelujah. Dealing with spells and demons and all that mess. Warlocks and just... Come on, somebody else tell me something about darkness. Name some stuff that dark. Curses and generational curses and spells and hoodoo and then the...
Yoga, amen,
all that madness. They got yoga in church. Do you know yoga is witchcraft?
Remember what yoga stands for?
Oh, Pastor Nicole knows what yoga stands for. Say it.
Yoga stands for a yoked to Rama, which is a Hindu god.
You're yoking that god to you. You're tying that god to you. You're fastening that demon god to you. And you wonder why things are so messed up in your life. You wonder why your house is out of order. You can't, they got that stuff in church.
They got it in the schools.
They got it in church. They got it in schools. And you wonder why your life is so messed up. You got chicken feet around the house and all that. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yes.
Darkness, witchcraft, demons, Habisa, amen. Old school. Yeah, those rosary beads. Say it again.
A lot of people are into that, including Christians.
Rosary beads? Oh my goodness. You rubbing beads like gold going to show up in any minute now. That's a demon. The Bible says behind every idol there's a demon. Every idol, there's a demon. That's what the Bible says. And if your Bible don't say that, burn that Bible.
I think that many people fail to recognize what idols are.
Yes, tell them what idols are.
That's how they get caught up in these things. Anything that is exalting itself before and above God is an idol.
Mm-hmm.
Anything. So anything in your life can be an idol, from your job to your spouse to your children.
Yep.
And anytime you put them before the word of God
that
he has spoken in your life, you are setting up where a demon has entered into your family. So it's easy to do if you're not careful, which is why the Lord says, my people perish. My people, and that's key.
His people.
These are God's people. They perish because of lack of knowledge. We need to arm ourselves and understand where we are and what's being placed before us so that we are not surrendering and allowing idols into our home.
Amen. You go in somebody's house, they got pictures of Rosemary, not Rosemary, what's the child's name?
I hope not.
Mary, Mother Mary. I said it like I meant it. They got Mary up there, you know, like she died for somebody. They got beads. They got four or five Bibles, one Hindu, one Japanese, one Turkey. They got all kinds, all up the wall, a candle in every room, and they walking around. How many? She coming a Hyundai. Ha ha. Oh, scrubbing and rubbing them beads. They ain't got nothing to do with Jesus. That's a demon that got your mind all jacked up. Amen.
Amen.
And we're praying against that right now in the name of Jesus. If you got Mary hanging up in your closet, burn that thing. But take it out and throw it in the trash. You got rosary beads hanging around the beer cans, throw that stuff out. Well, they might as well have beer cans. They got the rosaries up there.
Around their
waist. So you're going to make sure that you are chained to a demon. You're going to make sure you try. Listen, the enemy trying to sell you that if you tie this demon around your waist, we'll help you lose weight. If you tie this around your head, we'll help you think better. You ain't thinking now. You want to tie something else around you? Oh, my God.
Amen.
Say that.
Yes.
Listen, before you wrap, tie, pin, stir, glue, whack off, stick on anything. Talk to Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Before you have them chopping stuff off and sewing stuff on, talk to Jesus.
Have a little talk with Jesus.
Oh, praise his name. And then let him tell you what way to go. In all thy ways, acknowledge him.
Yes.
And what will happen after that? And he will direct your path.
Yes, yes, yes.
Woo! Hold on, Greg. I'm on the road.
Help somebody.
Amen. Help somebody. Don't be preaching up here. That's my turn. You need to make sure. You can't just take stuff because it's on an infomercial because you was up at 3 in the morning. Oh, that sounds like a good idea. Let me try that. Don't do that. If you up that late, get on your knees with your Bible in front of you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Just suck stuff down because it's in front of you. That's just dumb. You don't let your kid go in the, hopefully, you don't let your kid that just learned how to crawl go in the kitchen under the cabinet. Why? Because they may drink something, eat something, put something in their mouth that'll kill them. The same thing.
Yeah.
Don't just walk around with your mouth open. Just walking around. I want some. Don't do that. My people err for the lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth.
Jesus.
Tell me I'm not right.
You're right.
I thank you very much. Now who am I praying for now?
Nope.
Darkness.
Everyone.
Amen. Miki said, no. Give me something. Give me it. Don't hit me.
Okay.
Amen. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever, God did not pick and choose a certain number of people to be saved and the rest of us going to hell. That is not God. That is another lie from another demon. So whosoever believeth in him, continues to believe in Jesus, and believe the way he said, believe he is who he said he is, continue to believe that he is the only true and living God, the Trinity, Yeshua, believe that he is who he said he is. So whosoever continues to believe in him shall not perish, but they shall have everlasting life. Because you're going to exist somewhere. You're going to exist in life or you're going to exist in death, but you're going to exist somewhere. God said, if you continue to walk by faith and not by sight and continue to believe in me, you shall have everlasting life,
yes.
Which is where he is. Amen.
Amen.
Father, every person that's dealing with darkness.
Yes.
Is it just darkness? What was it? Darkness and what else?
Witchcraft.
And witchcraft. Every person that's dealing with darkness and witchcraft. Every person that casting spells or believe spells have been cast on them. Lord, we're praying for that you would break the chains for your people, Brabatisho. Break the chains. Amen. Somebody close that door. Break the chains of those, Lord, that are dealing or are in the atmosphere of people dealing with witchcraft. Darkness in dark places. We're praying for deliverance in the name of Jesus. Help them to understand, Lord, that they do not have to be there. They can get out of that. You delivered me. You can deliver them. People try to put hoodoo on me. God just looked at that stuff and laughed. Hey, amen. I wonder what happened to them. La Chorosa.
We pray against those demons. We pray against those demons. We pray against those demons and what they stand for. We pray against those demons and who they stand with. We pray against those demons, against every demon that come against the truth of God. For every person that says yes to you, Lord, deliver them from those demons. Amen. Darkness, witchcraft, suicide, harming themselves, doing wrong to themselves. Cleanse their hearts and their minds. Forgive them of any sin and unrighteousness, that you will get all the praise, all the honor and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, Nicole. Come on. I need you. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on, no Sharia. What we got next?
We did kill the last one is...
No, because I got Leslie. Is Leslie the last one?
Yep.
Reuben, Leslie and Reuben. Come here, Leslie. Reuben is standing for those that are dealing with cancer. I'm sorry.
Hearts and traumas.
That's Leslie.
Yeah.
Okay. Son, come around this way. Are y'all with me? Are y'all still good?
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
La Kisalia. Did they wash your hands, Reuben?
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. For God so loved the world,
yes,
that he gave his only begotten son. God gave his only child for people he knew would not believe in him.
Amen.
I don't believe I could do that. I don't know if I could do that for people that I knew would believe, let alone for somebody that I know won't believe. Amen.
Amen.
My only kid? Oh, no, dude, you got to find another way, because that ain't happening. Amen. I'm just being real. Now, maybe you're so holy, you'll give all your kids. That's on you. But that's not my testimony, and I'm not trying to get that testimony.
Amen.
Amen. But God gave his only son, his only begotten son. He gave himself. He gave himself. So that we would not have to pay the price of our sin. He gave himself so that I wouldn't have to pay for what I did. How crazy. He's the only employer that will hire you to do a job that he know you are ill-equipped to do, help you do the job, and then pay you for doing the job.
Yes.
I heard Pastor Sandy say that a while ago. I never forgot. He's the only one. And check this out. And when you pay taxes on your tax, he only takes 10%. FICA take more than that.
He take 10% and increase.
And then when you give the 10%, yeah, he'll bless it.
Yeah.
You've been wondering where the money's coming. Where is coming from? Why did I get? Oh, I got an unexpected refund. Oh my God, what happened? Oh, and then listen, blessings are not just money. Money is a tool.
Amen.
My family has this health.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
You can't buy health. Amen. You can't buy help. Go to the hospital and ask a few folks. Amen. Help from God is a gift.
Yes.
You able to walk? I had a refrigerator chase me down the stairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen.
I bet you got up.
Hello. I after Pastor said he got through screaming, I said, now help me. Help me get this thing off my leg.
Hallelujah.
He'll tell you, ask him.
Yeah.
And I got up. I had a little bitty bump on my head. I got up, went upstairs, tapped it with a little something, and we finished the job.
Hallelujah.
I had a refrigerator chase me down the stairs.
Amen.
Tell me, God. If I said, uh-huh, I know, you an angel. I said, first of all, after I got through laughing, you're crazy. And second, but the angel was with me. I was telling my daughter this week, I told her, I said, when that happened, I said, as God is my witness, I saw something transparent, it was clear, and it stood between me and the refrigerator just like this. And the tip of the refrigerator touched me in the head, just so you know something happened.
Yeah.
And that was it. That was it.
Yeah.
I saw this, whatever this was.
Yeah.
It was transparent, but I saw it. Explain that. And it came, it was like an airbag, and it came between me and that 800-pound refrigerator sliding down them 15 stairs.
Wow.
I saw it, and I got up, people standing outside the gate looking. Should we call 911? Should we do this? The lady came downstairs. Oh, Benjamin, let me take you to the I said, y'all be quiet. I'm good. Just get the refrigerator off my leg. Not even a scratch on my leg.
Man.
No broken bones, no scars, no scratches, no nothing. I'm telling you about what my God can do.
Amen.
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 And I got a witness. Y'all listen to him 3 times a week. I got a witness.
Amen.
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 It ain't because I'm so good, because I don't, I ain't much better than some of y'all. I just love God.
You see that God wink?
And I walk by faith and not by sight. That's all. I don't know why God spared me this long, but for whatever reason, I'm going to keep doing what I do until he say that's it.
Amen.
And then I'm out. Who was I praying for that's not here anymore? Oh, that was my call? Well, come here, boy. I mean, man, he ain't no boy. Well, you young, you boy to me. Amen. She keep disappearing. I don't know where she keep going.
Semi. Mi casarán. I got 20 jobs. I'm just making money.
She here. She here. She's here. The trans, what do you call that thing?
Yep.
That's the thing. You yep. The arrow it out. Not arrow. You delegate. Yeah, there you go. Halato sharangi. Yes. Fishosha mi kanon. The side effects of cancer.
Yes.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, one of the best examples of cancer and coming back are two people that I know of, but God has healed many more in this house, are Marcus and the little baby that was 2 years old, 1 year old, and Leia.
You also have Donita.
And Donita! Mm-hmm. We're not even going to talk about Donita, how blessed she is. We're not going to talk. And Father, I know for a fact, all of you that are dealing with the results of the cancer treatment.
Thank you.
Not the cancer, because we got a whole different prayer for that, but the cancer treatment. If you can, I need you to put your hand wherever that area is. I need you to pray with me. I don't just believe this. I know this. I'm not just talking of what I heard from Benny, somebody else. I'm talking about what I know from this house, from this ministry, from my God. What a healer he is. What a deliverer he is. And if he can kill a cancer, he can kill the effects of the thing that killed the cancer.
Amen.
I don't care
Amen.
If you believe it or not. Hallelujah. I know it's true.
Amen.
God is able.
Yes.
God is able. And even if he doesn't, it's not that he cannot. Amen.
Amen.
Well, you just saying that just in case I don't get healed. Shut up. I'm not talking to you. I said it because it's true. God is he's not a healer. He is the healer.
Amen.
He's not a deliverer. He is the deliverer. He's not a good God, because that would assume that there are other gods. There is no other gods. He is not a good God. He is the great God. Malatushka, put your hand wherever that issue is. And I need you to pray with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I know what. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I believe what I believe. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I know what I've seen. I've seen your glory shine through so many people. Father, those that are dealing with cancer or the effects of the side effects or the effects of the cancer, we're praying for complete healing according to your will for their lives. If there is any sin, remove it. If there's any darkness, remove it. If there's anything in our atmosphere that is not like you, remove it. We're praying for complete healing and deliverance. We're praying, Lord, that you would ease the pain and the burdens. We're praying, Father, that you would move anything that does not represent you and give them that testimony of healing and deliverance. More proof and more proof and more proof that you are exactly who you said you are. You are not a great God. You are the only true and living God.
Yes.
We thank you for those in advance, and we praise you for your power, your authority, and your glory. Send your angels. Send your word to do what you have spoken. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. One more. I know we didn't get a chance. Leslie. I know we didn't get a chance to. Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Lisa. Okay. I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry. I forgot. Give me a child. Amen. I forgot. I was just so happy to see you. I just, amen. Wrap my arms around you. Come here. Okay. This Leslie is for
body pains and trauma.
Body pains and trauma.
Yes.
I got all these things through the prayer list from last week. That's from last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
The people that were asking for prayer for these things, and some of those were multiple prayers. Father, we're also praying for, we pray for the backsliders. Did we pray for the backsliders?
Yes.
Amen. I guess we got everything on that list.
Yes,
Pastor, I know this is a bad time to ask, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Do we have a lot of prayer requests this morning?
We did, but the team will be busy this week.
Amen, amen. Amen. I was late, just before the midnight. I was led to do this.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Cover a lot of those that came on the prayer list today.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Tell me, Emerson and Beth. Good morning. I love them, folks.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Please blow a kiss to your mom for me. Tell her I still miss her. All right. Amen. Hallelujah. You should see her mom. Oh, she is just as cute. And she is a believer, shown up. And she was praying with me. She about that tall. She was praying and praying and praying. Cute as a button. Amen. She's a little bit taller than Lisa, probably. Amen. It's been a while, Lisa. I have to come back. Amen. And I tell you what, I fell in love with her right away. It was her spirit that nabbed me. You tell her she got me like this. Amen. I love it. Oh, I could go on, but I'm gonna leave it alone. Amen. You must be like her. That's your mama. You got, and she hang with you. You must be like her. Maybe that's why. Amen. I'm gonna go on because I'm gonna shut up. Well, I'm not gonna shut up, but I'm gonna leave that alone. Amen. When you're dealing with a lot of stress,
yes.
When you're dealing with lots of uncertainties,
yes.
When you're dealing with things that are going on in your household, in your life, on your job,
yes.
Sometimes your mind,
yes,
will tell your body to do this and to do that,
mm-hmm,
for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
Can I help you to understand that pain comes with the job?
Yes.
Amen.
Disappointment comes with the job.
Yes.
Crushing defeats in different areas of your life can also come with the job.
Yes.
But incredible victory,
amen,
comes with the job.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory and honor from God,
yes,
comes from the job.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Faith, grace, mercy come with the job. Deliverance comes with the job. You understand? There are things that you liked. It's just like when you're growing up and your parents make you eat vegetables. You don't appreciate them at first. But after a while, it's like, I need to go to the bathroom. Give me something green. You understand what it's for now. Y'all understand? Well, I'm just telling, am I right? Am I right?
Amen.
Give me something leafy to work, get down there and do what it does.
Yes.
Amen. I look, amen, whatever it does. Amen.
Oh,
listen, Lisa, come in swinging, talking about old people. Amen. That's all right. After service, I'll take care of that. Amen. Different things come with the environment that you're in. What? The eyes won't shut up. Amen. Different things come with the environment that you're in. Good morning, son. But our God has overcome them all.
Amen.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pain is a part of life. Yeah, but sometimes it's good because it'll teach you how to avoid fire next time. Amen. That knife that was hiding at the bottom of the sink, covered up by all that soap that cut me, next time I remember to search for the knives before,
amen,
I just dive in.
Amen.
Sometime a little hurt will save you from a lot of hurt.
Amen.
Amen. Sometime a little hurt will keep you from doing the same thing over and over and over again. Amen. Sometime a little hurt will teach you a great big lesson.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, you robbed me out of $10? That's good, because it could have been $100.
Right.
So I learned that lesson. It only cost me $10.
Right, man.
Anybody catch where I'm going?
Amen.
Don't Don't hate the fact that you have to live life and these are the things that happen. And some of the stuff happened to us is because you caused it.
Amen.
You can't blame everything on God. I'm a soldier and I don't need a little. And look how they talk to me. Look how you talk to them.
Amen.
Look how they treat me. Look how you treat your kids. The Bible says you must reap what you sow. You go to work and people treat you like a cheap bag of chips, but and you don't understand, Lord, they just misuse me. But you beat your wife.
Yes.
Or your wife beat you. I don't know, because this 20s now, it could be flip the script. She might be whooping up on you, and what you don't know. She could chase you around with a hammer. You got to understand some of the things that's going on. It ain't all because you're a Christian. Some of it is because you ain't completely delivered yet. And the Bible says you must reap what you sow.
Amen.
Amen. I'm saved. God, Jesus died for that. No, he didn't. He did not. Hello. Oh, you going to reap. Listen. Let me tell you something. Then I'm going to pray. I promise. I'm sure.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Just because you saved and you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that don't discount all the stuff you did before you came to Christ.
Amen.
Come on.
You still got to pay a little something for what you did.
Amen.
The difference is Christ will help bring you through.
Amen.
Christ will help see you through it. You don't have to go through it by yourself. You was a hound dog before you met Christ. You're gonna have to deal with some of them fleas while you in Christ, because that's just the way it is.
Amen.
That's just the way it is. I'm saved now. Good for you. God got you now. You know, but you got a little something coming your way. Amen. Am I telling the truth? Oh, I'm trying to help somebody. I have to learn the hard way. It ain't free. It looked free when you started. It wasn't free when you ended.
Come on.
Got that child support for 30 years. It ain't free. Sisters can't say nothing about that because they getting it. But the brothers know. Ain't nothing free.
Amen.
It all costs you something.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, it's going to cost you something. Amen. They still got the heebie-jeebies running around here, too. They used to talk about AIDS. I don't know where he is now. Amen. And all that other stuff. That praise the Lord. That's Tahira say, way of saying, come on, Pastor. I know. Amen. She ain't been gone that long. Amen. Amen. All right, Nikki, tell me again.
Pain, body pain,
and trauma. I said all that to say this.
Why are you laughing, Leslie?
I said all that to say this. Pastor Dre, you know you didn't say that.
You spoke that.
That wasn't a thought. Amen. God can deliver you from pain and trauma. God can deliver you from the things that are going on in your body. See, if I have a problem with my Toyota, I would prefer to take it to a Toyota dealer.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because they made the car. They know exactly. They're not mixing. They're not doing that to the parts. Toyota gonna put on Toyota parts. Toyota has Toyota technicians. Well, it costs more, but I ain't gotta worry about it when they're finished.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
I don't have to go get a new set of tires every 6 months. Mm-hmm. Amen. I have to replace my brakes every 3 weeks. You understand? Because I'm taking it to the dealer. I'm taking it to the one that made it. What's he talking about? Shut up. You'll learn something if you listen. I'm taking the problem to God.
Amen.
He is the creator of this body, of this frame, of this temple. If anybody knows how to fix it, it's God.
Yeah.
Amen. He made it. He knows where every piece goes. You ever put something together and had extra pieces left over after you finished putting it together and be like, Lord, I wonder where this piece goes. Well, it must be extra. When last time they put extra in the kit, you just didn't know what you was doing. It's not, I don't want no extra when it comes to my body. I need God to put everything where it belongs.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And so we're taking this to God. Ain't no extras. And then we ain't no backyard boogie trying to fix your car. We're professionals. Amen. You okay, Pastor Julia?
Yep, I'm okay.
Amen. Abigail, they okay online?
Yes.
Amen. They still with me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm just checking. Sometimes people are like, I ain't got no time for you. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Nikki, one more time.
Aches and pains.
Aches and pains and trauma. I know what it is. Amen. You wait till you get up here. I'm trying to tell you. You wait. I'm gonna be doing that. What? Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are so worthy. You are so righteous. You are the only good. You alone are good. That means every decision you make is perfect. Every choice you make, perfect. Every move you make, perfect. Every thought you have, perfect. Everything about you. Actually, God is not perfect because he created perfection. How can the created be greater than the creator? He is beyond perfect. Because the created cannot be greater than the creator. And God created perfection. So he is greater than perfection. Make sense, anybody? Hallelujah! I want my little brother in the red. Get on up here, man. That's right. Don't be hiding back there in the back seat. God is greater than perfection. He's greater than good. He's greater than anything. Come over here by Pastor Nadria. And Nadriti. Amen. Come right. No, the Lord showed me right here. Get right here. Y'all going to take him after service. After prayer, and y'all going to go back there and pray with him. God is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There is nothing. I'm going to say that. Y'all say mm-hmm. Because there are no words to describe the greatness of God except mm-hmm. Come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. Come on, we're talking about our God. Say mm-hmm. Hallelujah! Father God, you are worthy. Those that are dealing with pain.
Yes.
In their bodies, their bones,
yes.
Their nerves, the muscles, the achiness.
Yes.
Those that are dealing, having problems walking, yes. Having problems moving, they need their hands on their job and their hands are giving them issues and problems. Father, those that are having issues with their eyesight, those that are having issues with hearing, those that are having issues with the dislocated joints. Father, you created this temple. You know where every piece goes. They used to say tonsils had no purpose, so snatch them out. 30 years later, they're like, oops. They do. I'm like, well, why would God put them there if they didn't have a purpose? No, the arrogance of man.
Yeah.
Why would God put them there if they didn't have a purpose?
Mm-hmm.
Come to find out, I think they fight infection and things like that.
Wow.
But before, when I was growing up, snatch them out, snatch them out, snatch them out. Then later, oops. I don't want to be an oops.
Right.
Father, the bodies, the minds, the spirits,
yes.
Heal and deliver.
Yeah.
Let your perfect will be done in this child. And every person that has issues with trauma in a hospital. We command healing on their behalf through your name. Somebody say amen.
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 Amen. Can I get one big hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
One more time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say it like you mean it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We're going to call it a day.
Amen.
We never even got to the prayer list, but Pastor Nicole said that a lot of these prayers today, the prayers that we did today, covered the prayer list.
Yes.
Many of the
requests
on the prayer list.
Yes.
And there are people, going through these notes, people that were, I don't remember who it was, but people that were, they have loved ones, family that are in the hospital, they can't even see them.
Mm.
No updates, they won't allow them to call. They won't allow them to go in to see them. They won't. What a time we live in. But I'm praying for those of you that are dealing with that, that God would send. Because God got some sanctified nurses and doctors and EMTs and housekeepers and food deliverers and police guards around. And God got some technicians that are tipping to that room undercover, laying hands on your loved one because you can't get in. Amen.
Amen.
God, I have somebody come in and lay hands on them because you can't.
Amen.
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 Everybody, raise your hand with me while I try to close this. The Spirit keeps moving, and I could pray for a day. Because it don't run out, it runs in, but we have to stop.
Amen.
Hold on. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we close this prayer session, but we don't stop praying.
Yes.
We're praying for those, every person that believes,
yes,
every person that sent a prayer request,
yes,
every person that says yes to God, every person, Lord, that dares to be bold in Christ,
yes,
for every person that says, for God I live and for God I die, for every person that walks by faith and not by sight, for every person that's struggling but determined to live for Jesus. Did y'all hear that? For every person that's struggling but determined to live for Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you would lift them up above the fray, that you would give them encouragement, that you would touch their hearts and their minds so that they will understand without a shadow of a doubt that you are with them. And Father, just like Noah, we're gonna pray and we're gonna watch and pray. Because we know that you cannot lie. Everything you said has happened. Why not this?
Yes.
Everything you have written has happened. Why not this? I don't care that I'm wrong about the time. I know you're coming.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all. Pray for us as we pray for you. Online prayer warriors, please don't forget to pray over some of the things that we've been praying over today, and let the Lord use you. And every person that supports this ministry, whether it is through your amazing prayers, through your kind words, your cards, your letters, your emails, sending us videos that help the ministry, your tithes and your offerings, whatever you do, even if you just send this video to somebody else, whatever you do for the ministry of God, we thank you. Because without God using people, soldiers like you, we couldn't be where we are. We give God praise. We magnify him. I hope to see you in the cloud. But just in case, we'll see you next week.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah.